Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1150, where we ask the best trivia on the internet. First round, the category, the Liberty Bell rang. First question. On November 3, 1757, the Assembly directed this man to go to England to address colonial grievances. The answer is Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin played a key role in laying the foundation for the relationship between America and England. Second question. On July 8, 1776, the Liberty Bell rang to announce the first public reading of this. The answer is the Declaration of Independence. Third question. On February 4, 1771, the Liberty Bell rang to summon the Pennsylvania Assembly into session to repeal the duty on this commodity. The answer is tea. This event occurred during a time of rising tension between the American colonies and the British Empire, ultimately leading to the Boston Tea Party in 1773. Fourth question. On July 8, 1763, the Liberty Bell rang to give notice of the end of this war. The answer is the French and Indian War. Fifth question. On November 11, 1915, a recording of the Liberty Bell's ring was transmitted to the opening of the Pan-Pacific Exposition in this West Coast city. The answer is San Francisco. Round 2. How will you do in the category States and Territories of Australia? First question. The one state in Australia named for a man. The answer is Tasmania. It's named after Abel Tasman, a Dutch explorer who was the first known European to reach Tasmania and New Zealand. Second question. Australia's territorial claim covers 42% of this continent. The answer is Antarctica. Third question. 95% of the population of the small enclave known as the Australian Capital Territory resides in this city. The answer is Canberra, the capital city of Australia. Fourth question. Australia's most populous city, Sydney, is in this state with a three-word name. The answer is New South Wales. Fifth question. One of the two states in Australia named in honor of a woman. The answer is Victoria, or Queensland. Victoria was named after Queen Victoria, and Queensland was named in her honor as well. Round 3. The category, silent consonant words. First question. A prominent rounded hill, or a rounded control switch, or dial. The answer is knob. Second question. Her unrequited love for Narcissus reverberates through mythology. The answer is echo. In Greek mythology, Echo was a mountain nymph who could only repeat the words of others. Third question. Jesus had 12 of these special disciples, from the Greek for messenger. The answer is apostles. Fourth question. To bite or chew persistently, like an animal with a bone. The answer is gnaw. Fifth question. This six-letter synonym for self-assurance comes from the French. We hope you respond to the clue with it. The answer is aplomb. Round 4, the category Brando. First question. Rebellious naval Fletcher Christian was played by Marlon Brando in which film? The answer is Mutiny on the Bounty. Second question. Family man Don Vito Corleone was famously played by Marlon Brando in this film. The answer is The Godfather. Third question. Marlon Brando played Terry Malloy, a character who could have been a contender, in which film? The answer is On the Waterfront. Fourth question. In which film did Marlon Brando play Johnny, leader of the Black Rebels? The answer is The Wild One. Fifth question. Blanche's brother-in-law Stanley was portrayed by Marlon Brando in which film? The answer is A Streetcar Named Desire. And now the last round, the category, Yestercareer. First question. A vintager was a harvester of these. The answer is grapes. Second question. Essential before an extended journey, a caulker made sure this, the frame of a ship, was watertight. The answer is the hull. Third question. A spinner made this. The answer is thread. Fourth question. The knocker-upper with a long pole or a pea shooter to aim at windows has been replaced by this bedside device. The answer is an alarm clock. Fifth question in this round. Author magistrate Henry Fielding professionalized this job when he started the Bow Street Runners. The answer is a policeman. The Bow Street Runners were London's first professional police force. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.